SIM has us covered with 9 confirmed.
Buy a 9 mobile SIM card today and enjoy a 1,000 Naira one-time activation bonus. 9 times value on all recharges to call all networks, text and browse as you like. 2 times data bonus on first recharge of the month for 6 months. Existing subscribers can dial *1400# to migrate. Visit www.9mobile.com.ng for full details. 9 Mobile, here for you, here for Naija.
That friend will shop for you where you go big rely on. And no matter the weather, he go always there your side.
Need a customized account with zero bank charges, smooth banking with no stress? Choose the partner that enables limitless possibilities, free transfer to other banks, free ATM card, and delivery. Download Parallax Bank app now.
Open account with Parallax Bank.
Parallax Bank.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Our website, nigeriainfo.fm,
is a trusted platform for more intellectual,
trending and exclusive stories with up-to-date analysis. We are not just the talk station of the nation.
We are your number one talk station.
Join the league of fans consuming great news at www.nigeriainfo.fm and get rewarded for your time. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Let's talk.
It's 9 o'clock.
The headline news on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Presidency rejects EU's verdict on 2023 general elections and call it biased and flawed. Labour Party frowns at presidency's reaction to EU 2023 report on Hill's verdict. Centre for Reform and Public Advocacy tasks the National Peace Committee for silence on the outcome of the 2023 general election. JAMB accuses Ejikemi Mesoma of fraud and manipulating her scores from 249 to 362. Innocent Motors owner in City will investigate case after awarding scholarship to Mesoma, who JAMB is accusing of examination manipulation. Ipman denies plans to increase price of petrol to 600 naira in Lagos and 700 naira in other areas. Residents of Ojokoro low-cost housing estate in Mero cry out over deaths caused by one-way driving on Lagos Abeokuta Expressway. First Lady tasks Super Falcons to win FIFA Women's World Cup. Toby Amuson wins 100 meters in Stockholm Diamond League. We have details of these stories in our subsequent bulletins. I'm Sheriff. It's now back to the Crossfire Lagos. Good morning to you.
Radio plus information, news, sports, and current affairs equal to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Your radio station of the year. Let's talk.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Reaching you live from Etimi and Christian Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. Top of the morning to you. Welcome to the last 1 hour of the Crossfire Extended. Nigerians have been speaking about the experience and what they are facing in the hands of loan apps. If you like, call them loan sharks. And how that experience has further led to harassment, disgrace, public ridicule from family and friends, such that some have had to consider suicide. Would confirm that. We'll confirm that on the show today. But that's the report that we got, that some of the people that these loan sharks or loan apps have dealt with have had to consider suicide. Some attempted suicide out of shame. It is that bad. Findings have shown that a number of these loan app operators now send embarrassing short messages, SMS, WhatsApp messages to close contacts of their loan defaulters with the intention of shaming them. But they don't consider the harmful effect of doing that, right? They tag them with all sorts of names: criminal, fraudster, child rapist, armed robber. The list goes on. I'd like to know the worst that you've heard of someone. I'd like to know. I'd like for you to talk to me about that. In some cases, the full names, phone numbers, and even pictures of the alleged loan defaulter are shared with contacts of these people. They are church members, they are colleagues at work, they are business partners, they are mosque congregation members. Look, listen to, we went out. Listen to this, then we'll continue.
So my brother borrowed 30,000 or so. So because he defaulted, they started sending the message to everybody in the family, my dad, myself inclusive, saying that this person is a fraudster. So we called him, did you borrow money from this? He first declined, because we knew that he had money. But later, when the message persisted, he said he borrowed money. Most of his friends will be receiving the same messages, swearing his name, like he's a fraudster, don't do business with him. He has stopped receiving the message though, because he has paid back. He had to remove his SIM, change SIM, because of them.
Borrowed loans from bank, never had all these but they do send me message that somebody borrowed loan, that please tell that person to come and pay. Myself, I've not borrowed loan from loan app at all.
I have not borrowed money before, and I don't really have anybody close to me that has borrowed money before. But my issue is, I've had several times, several calls and different numbers calling me, like someone in my contact borrowed money, and they just tell me the person's name. And most times I try to wrap my head around the name of the person, and I'm like, I don't even know the person, and they'll be like, their message is always sound like a threat. I have not guaranteed anybody to borrow money, and they will be sending messages. Like, I don't get it. I receive these calls most often.
Talking about the loan app, I know someone that had an experience of her collecting money. She was just owing them a balance of 2,000, as she mentioned. Before you know it, they started sending her details to her contacts that she's a criminal. She's even declared wanted, all just because of 2,000 naira balance she was owing them.
This guy is someone I know very well, and they're telling me that the guy is now a rapist, a terrorist, a pedophile. The messages on my phone, guess how much? 11,000 naira. I told the guy, give me a account detail, let me pay the money. Because this is someone I know, and you can't just kill someone's reputation.
And those are just few reactions that we could put together, because we have a whole lot more, like a whole lot more people that we spoke to on this particular conversation. I have a screenshot of someone who tweeted, and the person stated this in her tweet. She said, "Stay clear of these loan apps, please. I just saw a flyer of my friend. It was accused of raping and killing a five-year-old. I called immediately to confirm. He debunked and said it's from a loan app. He's owing 14,000 naira. 14,000 naira. And they went as far as saying that he raped and killed. Sometime in 2022, we know that no fewer than 50 of these loan apps were taken down from Google Play Store. Reason for this action, according to the execs of the Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, Mr. Arukera, he said many of the platforms are very amorphous. Like you don't know anything about them. They're just there. Nothing. Let me talk to you. Talk to me. If you want to be anonymous, it's okay. First and foremost, if you are a loan defaulter, you'll not be a better person. Because number one, those people are in business to make profit. I mean, look, we have to be very frank with ourselves. You didn't do well by defaulting on your loans, right? Some of you even share contacts of people that you know that you are not talking to. You call somebody your wife, somebody that's not your wife, you register their name as your wife. Somebody that's not your husband, you register their name as your husband. I mean, that's really criminal. So I've got to tell you that, right? It's not good to default. Maybe you didn't want to default, but Oga, you defaulted, and that is bad. It is criminal to do that. To start with, you entered into agreement, they gave you money, and now you're backing out of your own agreement. That's bad. It's really terrible of you. So yeah, that's your fault. All the wrong information that you gave them, it's your fault as well. You open multiple accounts so that they won't be able to track you. That's criminal as well. Now, for the loan apps to now be going to the extent of calling people rapists, armed robbers, criminals, killers. I mean, look, what can be more humiliating than these things? I'd like to hear your thoughts on your experience, either the spam calls that you get from these people or the worst that you've heard of somebody that you know. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71904 for the ladies. If you're a first time caller, try these numbers. 01465 or 461. That's gone. But I'll share that later, right? Just try 0700-993-993-993, okay? And please turn off your radio if you're calling me. It's very important that you do that. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, Sheriff.
Yes, please. Morning to you.
Hello.
We can hear you.
Hello.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
I think you should call me back. I think you should call me back. I'd like to speak to you, but that place is very noisy. Morning to you.
Hello, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's Nicholas calling.
Welcome, Nicholas. Welcome.
Yeah, Sheriff. You see, sometimes, like as I'm talking to you now, there was a number I even blocked yesterday. You know, the number showed me scammer. Mm. A lot coming in. Mm. And when you talk about this loan as getting, I used to get, they've not called me, but the text. Mm. That also person is owing, that please I should talk to so person, should pay back the money and this. Yeah. I will now check the number, I'll check the name. I don't know where. I don't know the name, I don't know the number, I understand. It happens often.
Like you don't know these
not
people.
Not once, not twice.
Mm.
Then say,
yeah.
You see, the issue of this loan something,
Yeah.
There is a friend. It has been long I've seen him, Sha. This friend, Sheriff, he what he does, he was even telling me the way they will collect and not pay him back.
And not pay back, deliberately.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he will do it again and keep on doing.
You see?
They will do and block. There's a way he will say they will block and this and that.
Mm.
And so sometimes, Sheriff, do you even blame those loans, this thing?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. It's very difficult. I understand what you're saying. Like some people deliberately, they are criminals, right? They do these things. And look, I have somebody here waiting. Lady Tem, are you still here with us?
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please, morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I have an experience. I'm Lady Tem from Shagamu.
Welcome.
You wasted my airtime.
I'm sorry.
Send it to me.
No vex, no, I'm sorry.
There's this particular one, Flypay or whatever name it is called.
Hmm.
They've been calling me for the past 3 weeks. And I told them I was not in any form involved in whatever deal they had with whoever they called me, with the person. But ironically, they had to send some threats, some posts to me that I should make sure I make a link with the person or things like that. And I told them that, please leave me out of this issue. They're now sending threat messages to me.
To you?
I don't have any issue with them. So because I don't have anything with them. So I don't even honor their posts or whatever thing they have. Even if they make calls, I don't pick it up again.
Right.
It's so bad. Flypay for that matter. I mean, that's the name of the app.
Yeah. Flypay.
Flypay, yeah.
Mm. I'm flying. Thanks for sharing this experience. Thank you, Lady Tem. Adeni Adewale on Facebook Live. We're streaming on Facebook, by the way. Adeni says, I was embarrassed by these loan sharks for 2 days. For 2 days default. Could you believe they phoned my mom just because I was owing them 600 naira? It was a shameful experience when she called me to tell me about it. These companies are just heartless. Instead of calling, why not add the interest incurred? That's Ademi on Facebook. I have another one here that says, Nelson says, they even shared my picture that I have HIV, that I'm HIV positive, that I am on the run, that the public should stay away from me. okay. Yeah. I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible. The list is endless. Let's jump on another call. Good morning to you.
Morning, sir.
Good morning. Oh, yeah. Look, you can be anonymous if you want to be anonymous as well. Come, please. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, please. Morning to you.
Yeah, morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, yeah, like you said, okay, so I'm going to remain anonymous.
That's right.
Like you said, I think it's actually heartless what these loan sharks do, and also criminal what these people who take loans do by being defaulters. And it's actually to realize what the criminal offense is for people who default on loan making, on loan taking rather. But I think that's the issue right there. Maybe because it's not spelled out and no penalties, maybe that's why people feel they can get away with it. And yeah. I'm also guessing that the KYC process for many of loan apps
exactly
is kind of flawed.
Exactly.
And if you look at it, I don't know what the penalty is for defamation in Nigeria, but what those loan sharks are doing is actually tied to defamation of character.
Yes, it is.
Because you're labeling your people who have taken loans from you, what they are not. These criminal acts or offenses that they haven't committed. So it's in a well-organized society, both are actually liable and can go to jail.
Right. Right. Thank you, Anonymous. Thanks for calling me. Rita is here. Rita, hi. Good morning to you.
Hi, Mr. Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Sheriff, in fact, let me go by this. Those who borrow and they defraud, I don't understand. Please, stop it. But Mr. Sheriff, I've encountered threats from different callers telling me, so, they'll call the name. I know the person. Disgrace the person that if I don't tell the person to come and pay, that they're going to block my account, they're going to block it. Mr. Sheriff, even one day, I forgot that it was even a computer that was talking to me. I have to insult the person on the phone. Like, I didn't even know when the person would come and talk to me. I was like, are you okay? Are you mad? As in, more than I'm not supposed to tell this person that. How do you expect me to know somebody wants to borrow money from you and you're calling me? I went there to stand for the person as a guarantor. How? I don't know. So sometimes there is, in fact, not even one.
Right.
So they will just be calling you and be telling you. They will call the name of your family person, somebody you know, finally.
Yeah.
So it's just obvious. In fact, I don't understand. But those who are the, please go and pay your money. If you know you borrow money, go and pay. Thank you, Mr.
Sherry. Thank you, Rita. One particular aspect of this conversation I'd like for us to drill down on is that area of suicide. I mean, if you've been a victim before, because I got the report that some people are pushed by this act alone to wanting to take their own life. I've heard people actually took their own life because of the shame, that resulted. Some of them, look, sometimes it's a situation that pushes you into going to the loan apps to go and get money, right? Yeah, but these situations don't get to resolve themselves. When you're supposed to pay back this loan and then you defaulted and then they started, harassing and embarrassing you, calling everybody around you, giving you names. Some of your contacts are already, they know you, right? That you can't do this, but then they are having second thoughts. Did he actually rape somebody? Is it possible that, that kind of thought can actually push somebody to want to take their life? I want to know if you've been a victim of that before, if you've been pushed to that level before, even to the level of depression, just being depressed. Maybe you won't know, but yeah, I'd like to get your thought, and you're very free to be anonymous if you want to be anonymous, all right? Thank you. Let's get back to, I have plenty messages coming through, but let me just jump on this call quickly. Good morning to you. That call is gone. Take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Flo is my name.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. I just want to share a brief experience about the loan apps.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay. All right. For me, the loan apps actually should be called the loan sharks. Yeah, it is not good for anybody to default quite well. But at the same time, I look at some of the teammates we have put that these loan apps they use. A daughter of mine fell in victim, and some of our friends and his friends also fell in victim. Why? And when they find the agreement they were signing, it seems not to be in tune with the understanding of those agreements. Again, what I saw is that they discovered that some of them are gullible. They are innocent. So they kept preying on them. And how does that happen? How it happens is that we saw that when you borrow loan from a hand out, they discover that you are owing, you could not pay. Somebody from another place will reach out to them through their WhatsApp that we understand that you borrow loan from this so half, this and this and this. We have access to the database of people that borrow loan, so we can borrow you loan. The person will go again, borrow loan from another half. If we borrow money to pay the first one, he will be able to pay everything. Then again, another one will approach her through WhatsApp, saying that we have a database that we can get your name, you're a good customer, borrow loan from us. She will borrow from that one again to pay
the other one.
And before you, exactly. So before you know it, the person is entangled, the person is in a web, and he cannot come out of it.
Ooh.
My first issue is that how did they have access to that space?
Let me quickly answer that, right? When people download these mobile apps, you give them authorization to some things. In fact, by your hand, you'll be saying, okay, yes. You are giving them access to your pictures, your contacts, your videos, virtually your device. So they will just, immediately you grant them access, the app automatically takes over or just makes a copy of everything on your phone. So that's how they gain access to all of those things.
Okay. So my second issue with them is the fact that when they now pick your number, they will say that they find that your number is one of the emergency contacts, emergency contact that the person dropped. And so that is why they are reaching out to you. And they begin to threaten you that you should link up with the person and make sure the person,
Pays.
So when I responded to them, I said, how did you get my number? That is one. Then when the person put down my name and my number as emergency contact, did you reach out to me that an emergency contact for
somebody person
that has borrowed loan from you?
Right.
Now the person is defaulting, you are reaching out to me and back to back you are giving me call. And I even told them, how did you get access to take my data? That you are infringing on my right for making use of my data to even just call me.
No doubt.
So they are loan sharks. They know some of them have fallen victim. They cannot pay a particular loan, they will reach out to them by themselves, because some of these loan apps, one person has up to 10 loan apps. So he knows when somebody has defaulted. He will reach out to her or to him,
They keep round tripping.
So on and so forth. At the end, the person is entangled.
Now I get what you're saying. Now you've made a very valid point. I mean, that's a possibility, actually. What the last call I just painted is it's a possibility. It can happen. It can happen. Because quite a number of people are actually caught in that web as well. Like, they keep borrowing from this app to pay that one. They will not finish paying that one too. Another one will reach out. They will borrow and pay the second one. The first one is still there, you know, like that. And it continues like that. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I have a message here that says, Sherry, from the loan app issue, these guys give loan for just 5 days with high amounts as interest. They prey on people's desperation. No name on this one, but thank you for sharing your thoughts. Appreciate it. Okay. I have another message here. Let's see. Dominion from Opik Estate. Dominion, I have to take time to read your message because this is really interesting. I like to hear from both sides. Yeah. Dominion says, I have been opportune to work first as a collector with a telesale officer in two of these loan firms. I resigned immediately. I received my first salary as I could not handle the way people's personalities are being damaged by other colleagues because you are expected and a must to meet targets. Well, I never bargained to see myself working in such environment as it would also affect my integrity and what the future will present. But because of lack of job, I just managed the first month and quickly resigned to save myself. As Dominion, who said, look, I can attest to the practice of these loan sharks. Right, I have other messages here. Look, we're going to head out. Let's head out now. Let's take this break right now. When we return, we'll talk some more. I still want to get your thought. If you have experienced this before, you've been harassed before, you've been lied against before, or you've even been pushed to the brink before. Stay with me. I'll be back in a moment.
Your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to The Crossfire, Lagos, Nigeria, right? It's 9:32 from our clock here. It's still Crossfire Extended on a Monday. I am Sheriff Quadri. Nice to meet you. We're streaming live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms and you'll be able to join and watch us live on the show. And we're talking about the practice of loan apps, or you can call them loan sharks, some of them, who go to any length to call their debtors all sorts of names, killers and robbers, kidnappers, rapists, just name this, right? I if you listen from the beginning, I said that look, if you're a debtor, what you've done is also not good. It's criminal, you know, for you to, because you want to borrow from loan apps, the people that you don't even speak to, but because they're on your contact list, you start giving them as your guarantors. You put somebody that you don't even know as your husband. You put somebody that you don't know as your wife. I don't even know how it works, but you know, this is what we got from the investigation that we did, right? That people put all sorts of things that they can't even, because at the back of your mind, they're already preparing the fact that they may not be able to pay back that money. At the back of their mind. So they give all sorts of wrong information, wrong home address, wrong risk, wrong that, because of the criminal, their criminal tendencies of not wanting to pay back that loan. So if you're in that category, Ogbeni, in conscience, seriously, because you're just putting people in a situation that they are not supposed to be in. Something is doing you, something is worrying your head for you to be doing that. Now, there are others as well that because of some certain life issues, they couldn't meet up with the obligation. Some, they could, like a message we got earlier, because of 600 Naira. 600 Naira. Because of 14,000 Naira, someone was accused of raping and killing a 5-year-old girl. Now, those people, even though the loan companies are in for the business as well, you still have to pay back. It's your obligation. It's your side of the deal. You still have to pay back. But I am not entirely certain that it's appropriate for the loan companies to now start giving people names. Horrible, horrible names. All in the name of you trying to recoup your money, your investment. That is totally criminal on your part as well. Let's give it to the big loan companies. You know them. They advertise on this station. You know them. We haven't heard anything bad about them because they do their KYC, the due diligence. They will not promise you what they can't, cover. And they're well licensed by the NDIC, so there's no problem for them. You can't hear these sort of things. They do, but they're, I don't even know that you can't. It's very even hard to put their names together because there are so many. All kinds of names. They're just so ridiculously many these days. And people fall prey. People, some intentionally do this thing. Collect money here, collect money there. Those ones are criminals, pure criminals. That's their deal. That's their job. But let me get back to telephone. Let me hear from you once more. It's our last half hour of the show or so. So please turn off your radio if you're calling me. That's very important, okay? Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
This is Pastor Sladipo.
You're welcome, sir. Little. Welcome.
Sherry, you see, when I get messages from this loan app, what I do is to reach out to those people. You understand me?
Yeah.
When I reach out, I want to know the exact amount. Why did you go for the loan? Why didn't you pay back? So that I will know how to respond to some of those messages they send. Because some of them will leave contact that you, if they will give you opportunity to respond.
Hmm.
So for me, it's on both sides.
Okay.
It's on both sides. For the first, you want to get money from them, maybe because of a pressing need. What exactly is the amount of the money? Sheriff, go and check.
Mm.
There is none of this money that is up to 200,000 per person.
Mm.
To tell you that these people use it to solve an immediate
need.
Something
right.
That cannot even go too far. So that is a big challenge.
Mm.
It's a big challenge. So I won't even blame the loan app so much. The reason is because they are just online. They need to improve on their KYC.
Right.
They need to improve seriously before they start giving out money. Because an average person has this criminal tendency that when they collect, they want to go away with it.
Yeah.
So that is just the reality.
Mm. That's a lot of people. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. I have a Saint here. Saint, hi. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Saint Ogene.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my own experience was in 2020. Mm-hmm. I actually bought a phone from one of these called Easy Buyer. Okay. After I paid the loan,
yeah,
I mean, after I paid up for the phone, even before I paid, there were a series of threats and all that. After I've done that,
mm-hmm.
up to this year, they still call me. They said I'm found worthy that I should come and take loan. I've told them severally that I don't need any loan. Some of them, even some of these loan applications, they just want you, maybe because you have had business to do with them one way or the other,
yeah.
They still want you to come and, you know.
Look, Saint.
I can remember then, one of the problems I had with them then was that, you know, then I was working as a salary earner.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
And one of the problems I had with them was that when the form was being filled, I didn't even get any. The person I said was just doing all of the, filling all of the listing, doing all of the thing. And I was not even told that, your loan will be, you know, I have to repay the loan at a particular time.
Yeah.
Do you understand, sir?
No enough so information.
When that time, because I was working as a salary earner,
yeah.
My intention was that at the end of the month, once I get salary, I will pay the loan.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, it was not ending of the month.
Weekly.
So it was an issue. Well, I battled the issue with them, but later on, you know, I finally paid, and now they are calling me back that I'm found out they're not even buying anything. They said I should come and take loan. Some of them, loan applications sometimes they push people to.
So
you know,
no,
to take
no. Let me
well.
Let me explain, Saints. Thanks for calling me. Let me explain. Listen to the radio now. So if you've got good credit score, which means you borrowed money, you're able to pay back, no hassle, no wahala, they will come back. And they are not the only ones that do it. Your banks, I mean your regular banks, your big banks, yes, they do it as well. That's because your credit score is good and it happens everywhere like that. That's not a new thing. No, that's not new. And that's not bad at all because look, they find you as a customer. Okay, let's say you sell Gary and you have a good customer that comes to buy Gary. She doesn't owe you any money. Anytime she is passing, won't you call, madam, you know, buy Gary today? Yeah, that's exactly how this works. So there's no problem with that. None at all. No problem. They always go back to those customers with good credit score with them. Good morning to you. We lost that call. Let's jump on another one now. Nigeria Info, good morning. That's done as well. We've got the Swana. Good morning to you.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Come on, bye, Gary.
Yeah, now.
Sheriff, let's tell ourselves the truth.
Yeah.
Though I'm not into all this loan thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I do get the messages. I got a message. Someone took a loan of 10,000 naira.
Right.
You know how much that was granted to him?
How much?
5,600 naira to pay interest rate of 4,004 under 1 week.
Wait.
I'm telling you,
reverse. I don't understand.
Like, okay. They will tell you loan of 10,000 naira.
Uh-huh.
You will think it's 10,000 naira that will disburse into the person's account.
Uh-huh.
It is not. Oh, now 5,000. So the 5,600 that will be disbursed into your account.
Yeah.
So you that now took 5,600. On that, they will tell you you pay back in 7 days. That 7 days is camo. Now 5 days.
Whoa.
Everything about them is just, that is why the loan taker himself now that go. That's where they give loan himself now. Olo koloma ko ogun. I didn't tell you the truth. Nobody has told you this. I'm telling you the truth. Olo koloma ko ogun. Ko se ni to ba lo lo koloma mu.
Everybody on loan.
They will tell you it's 7 days. What is 7 days, Mr. Sheriff? Hmm. If they tell you loan on Monday, is it on next week Monday it's supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
If you take the loan on Monday, on Friday,
that
will be the deadline. No.
Wow.
That is that.
So is it that these things are not spelled out or what exactly? Yeah. Like they're not written. They're not.
7 days. Don't worry. Other callers will tell you. They will tell you 7 days. You see 7 days. But that 7 days, you know they reach. 5 days, they don't detail these the due dates. And once you don't pay back on that day, they will start adding interest.
Whoa.
And they will tell you it's 10,000 naira. They won't credit you 10,000 naira. They've already deducted their 4,004, then credit you 5,006. So that is why most of them.
What's the deduction for? That 4,004 deduction, what's that for?
They will illustrate to you, according to them, they will say 2,006 is for divorce and whatever. Nervous. 400 naira is for fee. 3,000 to his law fee. That's how they will relocate it to you. Seriously. It's not helping. I don't know, maybe you took a loan of 10,000 naira. They disbursed 10,000 naira to you. Then interest rate is like 2,000 under 1 week. That's the more encouraging. But this one, who won't pay the loan? Said he's going to do it. I won't take PM.
This is extortion, really. Thank you, my friend. Oh, sorry. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Let's go take some thoughts on Facebook. My lines are buzzing like crazy. You know what? Let's take one more call, then we go to Facebook. Good morning to you. That call has gone. Let's take this one. Good morning to you. I'm sorry. I can't hear anything. Morning to you. That call has dropped as well. They've been buzzing all morning. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Thanks for picking this call. My name is Olumuyiwa.
Welcome.
From Aja.
Welcome.
My sister, that was the time they started calling me, your sister, criminal clinic. I said, cool down. What happened? And they explained. I said, next time, make sure that the guarantor you call them first. I called my sister. It was two. She wanted to buy a phone of 68,000. She had 40,000.
Mm.
So she bought 68,000 naira. Then to pay 20,000 become a crime for her.
Mm.
Eventually, I paid.
Mm.
Where am I going? Somebody invested on MTN Richard card.
Mm.
I know many Nigerians that buy card 1,000, 2,000 in borrowing and they break the SIM.
Mm.
Thank God for the NIN. Somebody invested on this app loan.
Yeah.
Let's blame Nigeria too. This is what happened during the time of Babangida. When Kuti, fella brother, was blaming Babangida, then they opened Citibank. Have you which bank then?
Mm.
Nigeria borrow money, they run away. If I'm the one that have this app, I will look for any lead to get my money.
Mm.
So why would Nigeria, I say it happened to my brother and my sister and my friend too. Mm. Why are you borrowing money when you know you can't pay?
When you know you can't
why
pay
why are
back?
They complaining?
Mm.
This is how they keep business. This is how they run down business.
Mm.
Somebody invested his money or her money to this business. So why are they killing people's business?
I mean, look, Olumiwa, that's a very valid point, and we've mentioned it as well earlier. But Josh is on Facebook, but Josh says, yesterday, PanPay almost removed my roof with call because of just 480 naira airtime that I bought and didn't remember to pay them. Those apps should be banned with immediate effect. That's Brother Josh. Brother Josh, also, you two be remembering. Plenty of people have responded to Brother Josh on Facebook. Diamond says, our people don't know the meaning of loan app. The way those people talk to you if your loan is due. One told me that if he gets hold of me, that he's going to give me a hot slap. As Diamond Emma there, that one was going to assault him. Chikudi says they should all be banned from Nigeria. Ben says, my experience with Fast Money during COVID-19 was really terrifying. They go through my contact and start sending messages to the respected people I have first. Any contact with a title, Ma, Sir, Pastor, Barrister, Honorable, and others, telling them I have run away with company's money. As if that was not enough, they started sending it to everyone on my contact list. People forwarded some to me, and I made up my mind not to pay them again because the damage was more than the money already. That's Ben Barnabas who dropped this here. Ben, you said not do good, eh? Because you not pay them on time now. So you don't pay them now. To say you don't pay, they're not going to send this thing anyhow. Sonny says on Facebook, talking about the loan app, I advise people who have not applied to it to stay away from those stuff. I can even ask the Nigerian government to close it. Some are fake. All they're interested in is just your BVN. When they get it, then you get ready for debit alert. Secondly, if you fail to meet the day of your payments, they will start calling you like you stole the federal government's money. They will start calling all your contacts with many words. It's so bad. That's Sonny on Facebook. Okay. Olu is also here. Let's take Olu, then we come back to telephone, and then we go to live stream on YouTube later. Olu says, a fraudulent friend borrowed my phone and somehow used my SIM to borrow money. I didn't know until they start calling me and even send messages to my boss that I am a thief. Can you imagine? Because of 1,200 naira. It was embarrassing. As Olu, okay, who dropped this here? Olu, yeah, it can be embarrassing, especially when they start calling your boss or your girlfriend. Kai, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, ma'am.
Happy Sala, welcome back.
Thank you.
Mercy calling for me.
Welcome, Mercy.
So this loan app of a thing, you know, when people talk, you know where they're coming from. These people that is borrowing money from people, can people really hold the money and they give that person rest of mind? As Olumuyiwa have said, people invested in this business. Who would like to open a business and people come and gather and buy credit from him and just go away? And you now started calling them. You know, it's not good. These people money. So when you borrow, make sure you pay. Don't go and forget you are borrowing. You borrow 400 naira, you forget to pay.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a thing is that? It's not advisable. Thank you.
Thank you to you for calling me. Appreciate it, Mercy. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well, thank you.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Hello.
Yes, could you help us and be audible, please? We're struggling to hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Please be louder than this. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Sam.
You're welcome, sir.
Okay. The complaint should not be, it should become from mostly from the people they are calling. If I borrow and you are disturbing me, no problem. Why are you disturbing people in the content of those people? One, there was a time a friend of mine borrowed money. And I didn't know that. For the past 2 years, I've not seen that, my friend. And they started calling me that I guaranteed that person.
Yeah.
I have never seen the person. Mm-hmm. I didn't know whether I borrowed money.
You see?
Then why are they calling me? They explained to me that my friend explained to me that they just speak my name from his contact. So is that right? Olumuyiwa said that he will use all means to collect his money. That is a wrong means. You can't call people who are not part of the contract and it's a form of embarrassment for everybody if you are calling them.
Right.
I don't support that idea.
Right. I mean, it's quite embarrassing, to be very honest with you. Sir, thanks for calling me. Let's assume I'm using my phone for something in the office now, and my office is connected to, let's say, a Bluetooth speaker because I was using my phone. And then a call, you know, comes in. I just wanted to take the call and just discharge the person. I'm putting on my picture and I say, dear sir, your relative, Olusegun, is in front of business partners. Ha. Omo. I like what my call everybody knew. Jenny says, I know someone, they shared his obituary on social media just because of 10,000 naira. Now, this is what we're talking about. Like, how do you go to this extent? They shared his obituary or her obituary because of 10,000 naira. I mean, that's just horrible. As far as I'm concerned, it's really, really horrible. Crazy. Let me go take some messages. I have quite a number of backlog here on WhatsApp. Please give me some time. I'm going to just rush through a couple of them. I have one here that says, okay, somebody sent me the message that he got just one day default because of my salary delay. Now this kind of message will make you lose your mind even at work. So let's go through the message. Let's go through the message they sent to him. Just one day delay. Default rather, because of salary delay. The message reads, listen people, so after all the calls and messages, you still decided not to make your full payment on your due date, which is today. Three things I will do to you after 9:45 p.m. tonight. One, I will start sending messages to your contacts and calling them. Two, I will block your bank account and BVN from collecting loans from any other app. Three, I will place your account on auto debit. Try not to pay before 9:45 p.m. Tonight. Your family members and contact list will pay me tonight and have your image BVN go viral. Signed by loan management team. And that's what this individual got. Okay. Let's go take one more. We'll take one more then. Time. Okay, so this message says, for me, I took a loan of 33K from Palm Credit and they kept threatening me with NDLEA, EFCC, etc. Also said things I am not, that they will also ruin my career and all that I worked for. Well, I told them to go on, we will meet in court, that I will pay the money and the interest, but they will pay for the damages incurred in the process. Mr. Eric, they literally begged me to pay back and then I paid. And when I paid, they were so grateful. The guy was so thankful. That's Frank who said this. Frank, thank you for sharing your story with these people. Let's take another one here. This person says... okay, I'm not sure this message is for us because it's just lumped up everything. Let's take another one here. This person says, I was a victim. The loan app sending series of messages saying I am HIV positive to all my contacts. This is another one. There's one earlier that shared the same thing, right? Okay. Adeyemi from Ikorodu says, the loan app is a mess, my brother. My wife borrowed over 1 million from different app. She was persuaded to collect from other app to settle one that was That was why the interest was accumulating. If not family intervention, she almost committed suicide. You know, this conversation can't end today. Can't end today. I don't have time anymore. I don't even know where the time went. I mean, look, I'm done. Well, this is not over for this conversation, right? It's not over. It's never over. Well, hey, thank you for joining this conversation. I appreciate your time. What's Up Lagos is next at the top of the hour 10. My work is over for this morning. I'll be back on the radio tomorrow at...